This is our analysis of Dell's third quarter earnings results.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
We've got their press release, the earnings call transcript.
Okay.
And for additional perspectives, we pulled an investor presentation and a Seeking Alpha analysis.
Really interesting stuff this time around.
They beat expectations, right?
They did.
On earnings per share.
Yes, earnings per share came in at $1.89,
Wow.
which beat the estimate of $1.76 size.
Okay, and what about revenue?
Revenue hit $2.16 billion,
Okay.
which just edged out the projected $2.13 billion.
So not a huge beat, but still a beat.
Yeah, especially in this economy.
Right. And what about the outlook?
Well, they're projecting strong growth for fiscal year 26. Subscription revenue is expected to come in around $8.8 billion,
Okay.
which is a 14% jump.
So are they going to be able to keep up that kind of growth after FY26?
Well, they're aiming for mid-teens growth over the next few years,
Okay.
but there's a bit of a wrinkle.
What's that?
It has to do with how they're recognizing revenue from some of their strategic deals.
So, not all good news.
I mean, it's not really bad news. It's more like a timing thing.
Okay.
It seems like a lot of the deals they closed in Q3 won't actually show up in their revenue numbers until later.
So they're kind of like booking future revenue now,
Yeah, you could say that.
which kind of flattens their short-term numbers,
Yeah.
but it also means they're set up for a strong performance later on.
Exactly. It makes you wonder what these big deals are all about.
Yeah, what are they focusing on strategically?
Well, one thing that really stuck out from their earnings call is their push into AI.
Okay.
And specifically, they were talking about the success of their AI recruiter agent.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Get this, they actually closed more deals for that agent in Q3
Wow.
than in the previous 12 years combined.
Really?
Yeah.
So AI is more than just a buzzword for them.
For sure.
They're actually getting customers to buy into it.
Oh, yeah. And they're really emphasizing how AI is driving business outcomes for their clients.
So it's not just about cutting costs.
Right. Like, for example, companies using their talent optimization AI are seeing a big reduction in employee turnover,
Interesting.
like almost 40% in some cases.
Wow.
So they're not just selling tech, they're selling solutions
Right.
to real business problems.
So it seems like they're becoming a leader in the AI space.
Yeah, it seems like over 30% of their customer expansions in Q3 involved AI products.
Do you think this is the beginning of a major shift in the enterprise software landscape?
I think it's definitely a trend worth watching.
Yeah.
It's not just Dell either. We're seeing other big players like Workday making big investments in AI.
It sounds like AI is becoming a core part of how businesses operate.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've only scratched the surface here.
We have. Let's dig a little deeper into these strategic deals that are impacting their revenue recognition,
Okay.
and then we can explore what this AI revolution really means.
Sounds good. So we were talking about those strategic deals that are impacting Dell's revenue recognition.
Right, yeah.
It's not a sign of trouble or anything, right?
No, not at all.
It's more about the types of deals that they're making now.
Exactly. They're making these long-term strategic plays
Okay.
that are going to take some time to really show up in their revenue numbers.
One area they highlighted was their push into the government market.
Oh, yeah, they snagged a big contract with the DIA.
The Defense Intelligence Agency.
That's the one. And these government deals.
Oh, they could be so complex.
Right. It's not off-the-shelf software.
All
It's
right, yeah.
got to be tailored to the government's very specific needs.
So I'm guessing that means a longer implementation process
Yeah, definitely.
before they can actually start recognizing the revenue.
Think of it like building a house versus buying one that's already built.
Okay.
You know, the upfront work is a lot more,
Right.
but the long-term payoff can be huge.
So it's not really a cause for concern then. It's
No.
just a timing issue.
Exactly. And I think it really shows Dell's ambition.
Okay.
Like they're willing to play the long game.
Besides the government deal,
Yeah.
they also mentioned some revenue being pushed out because of their new wellness platform.
That's right. Yeah, this is another interesting piece of the puzzle.
So it's a platform that gives companies real-time data about how their employees are using their benefits. So
Exactly.
it's like helping them create more effective wellness programs.
Exactly. It's all about using data to figure out what's working
Right.
and to make sure that employees are actually benefiting.
And they've already partnered with some pretty big insurance providers,
Yeah,
okay?
I have. Yeah, like Guardian and Unum.
But it takes time to integrate with those partners and get things up and running.
It does. Yeah. So even though the revenue potential is there, it's going to be realized gradually.
These deals, both the government contract and this wellness platform,
Yeah.
seem to signal a shift in Dell's focus.
Yeah, what do you mean?
They're not just about hardware and traditional software anymore.
They're not. It's a smart move, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're moving into these high-growth areas,
Right.
positioning themselves as a comprehensive solutions provider.
And this ties back to their focus on AI, right?
Absolutely.
It seems like these new ventures are going to be using a lot of AI.
Yeah, they're creating this foundation for future growth
Okay.
by betting on these emerging trends.
So even though the short-term revenue might be a bit unclear because of these timing issues,
Yeah.
the long-term outlook seems pretty bright.
I think so too. I think they're playing the long game here
Okay.
and making some strategic bets that could really pay off.
This brings us back to the big question.
What's that?
Can Dell maintain its growth in this kind of unpredictable economic climate?
Well, based on what we saw in these Q3 results,
Yeah.
I think they're well positioned to do it.
Okay.
They're not just riding the wave, they're actively shaping their future.
It's clear that AI is a huge part of that future.
It is.
What are your thoughts on the impact of AI on the future of work?
Oh, that's a big question.
It
A
is.
lot of people are talking about
Yeah,
it.
sure.
It's not even a question of if it'll transform the workplace.
Right.
It's how.
Dell is using AI in their own operations, and they're selling AI solutions to their clients.
Right.
But are there downsides, like risks that we need to be thinking about?
Well, there are concerns about job displacement for sure.
Right.
And, people are going to have to adapt to these new technologies.
Yeah.
But AI can create new opportunities too,
Sure.
and it can enhance our capabilities.
It's all about finding the right balance.
It is, yeah, embracing the potential of AI, but also being aware of the challenges.
Dell seems to be emphasizing that collaborative aspect of AI.
Yeah, like how AI can work with humans.
Right. Not replace them.
Exactly. It's about leveraging each other's
Right.
strengths.
To get the best results.
That's the key.
So we've talked a lot about Dell.
We have.
But you mentioned other companies are also making moves in AI.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's happening over at Workday?
Workday is another big player in the space, and they're not ignoring AI either.
What kind of AI stuff are they doing?
They just announced something called Workday Illuminate,
Okay.
which is a bunch of new AI agents.
AI agents, what are those?
Basically, they're like intelligent assistants
Okay.
that can handle all sorts of tasks.
Okay.
Like next year, they're coming out with this new Optimize agent
Okay.
that's supposed to help companies find bottlenecks and inefficiencies in their workflows.
So AI is being used to streamline operations.
Yeah, basically make businesses more efficient.
And that's just one example.
Right. They also have AI agents that can help with financial planning,
Wow.
talent management, even employee engagement.
So AI is really starting to touch every part of a business.
It really is. It's not just about automating tasks anymore.
Right.
It's about using AI to gain insights, make smarter decisions,
Okay.
and ultimately just create more value.
So both Dell and Workday are going all in on AI.
It seems like it.
But it's bigger than just these two companies, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What does this tell us about the future of technology?
I think it's a fundamental shift in how we think about and use technology. AI isn't some far-off concept anymore.
You're right.
It's becoming a part of everyday life.
Yeah, it's kind of like the internet.
How so?
It started as this niche thing,
Right.
and now it's everywhere.
Right, exactly. And just like the internet changed everything
Yeah.
from how we communicate to how we do business,
Right.
AI has that same potential.
To completely transform our lives.
Yeah, it's exciting and a little scary.
It is. How do we prepare for that kind of change?
I think education is key.
Okay.
Making sure people have the skills they need for this AI-driven world.
And it's not just about technical skills, right?
No, it's about critical thinking, problem-solving creativity.
Yeah.
Those are going to be essential skills.
And as AI keeps getting more advanced,
Yeah.
we need to talk about the ethical implications.
For sure, make sure AI is being used responsibly.
Right, and that it benefits everyone. It's a
Absolutely.
lot to think about.
It is.
But these are important conversations to be having.
They are, and the business world is already embracing AI.
Like we saw with Dell and Workday. Well,
Exactly.
this has been a really interesting look at Dell's earnings, the rise of AI, and what it all means for the future of work.
It has.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
And we'll see you next time.